Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
And welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. I'm Jamie. I've got Alice and James with me, and we're at Alice's house.
Welcome.
Change Lovely. Of scenery. It's very nice. Thank you for having us.
It's a business meeting. That's why we're sat around what can only be described as a conference table. So don't get too familiar.
James, something I keep meaning to ask that I've forgotten all season. Very rude of me. How's Rocky? How is he?
God,
oh, he's
yeah.
great. Yeah, no, he's good. He's just finished building a conservatory.
He's already... Where's the conservatory? Because that would connect the house to the pavilion, surely.
It's off the back of the house, like one side. Of the house, it's got like a big arse now. The house, like a one-sided, lopsided arse.
Oh, this is the arse. Hot tub room.
The hot tub room, exactly.
Sorry, what? He's built it with his own hands.
Yeah,
as always, surely.
But the hot tub that he chose is so massive, it just eats the whole thing.
It's like a 10-man hot tub,
basically. Business meetings in the future in the hot tub, guys.
Can you imagine?
Actually, oh my God.
First on the agenda, everybody. And he's just bubbles.
Have you tried this seat? Alice, move your eyes. Get over here.
Next on the agenda, jets.
Next, lights.
But he's been very worried because you know that the theft craze that's sweeping the nation this year is hot tub.
People stealing hot tubs.
Yes.
How?
So.
You'd have to be very inobservant to not notice somebody going through your living room carrying your four, what did you say, 40-person hot tub?
How'd you get it out of someone's house or garden? But don't worry, Dad's made his conservatory like Fort Knox, so
well,
you can't get in,
like
let alone out.
Built the pool into the building, like it's all part of the structure of the building.
Was it a conservatory just for the hot tub?
Yes, because you know, obviously, the couple of years we've had, you know, no travel, Dad furious that he couldn't get to Brazil, because he loves Brazil, as we know. So we thought he'd take Brazil
to him.
To him. And it's nice. It's really cool in there. It's just
Brazil
very,
full
very,
of hot
very
tubs?
I was going to say, nothing says Brazil like a hot tub in a conservatory.
Is that part of the culture?
They've made a tropical wing of the house, basically.
Has it got a little bar in it? I could just imagine.
It does have a bar, yeah.
No.
Yeah, and some hanging plants. It's very nice.
To give people some context, it's a beautiful, but kind of modest...
Quite small house.
Like, yeah. It's not a mansion.
No.
The pavilion gives it the sense of grandeur that we've described before, but it's a family home. And I would say now a big chunk of that family home is water.
Yes. Do you know what? I remember I called him once and your mum answered because he was in the hot tub. She was like, can you call back? He's just in the hot tub. It was like 11 in the morning. I was like, what's he doing?
He's pickled in there.
I cannot wait for the big office day out that we have where we get to go in the hot tub. It's going to be like a scene from Belinda Blink.
Summer party.
Awful.
So we're on to chapter 6, guys. We're over halfway through.
We are. What's this one called? Oh, didn't we leave it on a massive cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Clithanger, should I say?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, with the thing.
The thing and the thing, yeah.
Oh, what a clithanger.
George, who was disguised as Giles Cottonsbirth, was about to shoot the Glee team.
Yes.
It was in a kind of Russian doll situation. And there was another shot fired. And we didn't know who shot the fire.
Oh my God, actually, this was
really good.
This was really good. I'm sorry, I completely forgot, but now I remember.
The Glee team were like in a line protecting each other.
Yes.
So what's the chapter title? Maybe it gives us a clue.
The chapter title is B, B, B.
The tattoo!
could be answered.
So conspiracy theories galore, of course.
Who the hell shot that other gun?
Yeah, it's got a beautiful ring to it. Who the hell shot that other gun? The cliffhanger we've all been waiting for.
But yeah, BBB, so the tattoo might get answered. We might discover the history of Belinda somewhat.
How exciting. Finally, some answers, I hope.
So, Belinda Blink 6, Chapter 6.
Oh.
BBB. It had taken Belinda a while to adjust to the crazy front page generating news.
Oh, stop!
Of George Sylvester's death.
Front page news.
The Sun, The Guardian.
Not The Guardian. The Sun, maybe. Daily Star, definitely. Not The Guardian.
National newspaper you're both going for. Right. Sorry.
Heathrow Times. Yeah, you're right.
So he's dead.
He's dead.
He did.
Yeah, so whoever shot that gun killed George.
Oh God, there's so many. My dad wrote a murder book, should be called.
So front page generating news of George Sylvester's death. Ethel had provided grey tea.
Grey tea?
Ethel finally getting a comeback.
And the RSM's 24-hour physical support. But the Glee team...
Ethel?
No. Ethel had provided grey tea.
Yeah.
Very British, you know, in a crisis, just put the
kettle Earl Grey or...
Or just grey. Maybe grey, like,
grey in colour. It's sort of similar to what I've prepared for you today, actually.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, but yeah. I was like, someone died.
We're in mourning.
It's tea in mourning. So Ethel's provided grey tea and the RSM's provided 24-hour physical support. I'm assuming sex. But the Glee team were shaken and stirred.
But surely everyone's just generally, like, relieved. Like, that's kind of a big...
I mean, traumatic, though. Obviously, a traumatic incident at the office. Everyone's going to
be... Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, front page news, but...
I thought that George pulled the trigger as well. So I'd have thought he shot. But
and then was shot.
But doesn't say that any of the Glee team were
missed.
Injured. So yeah, maybe he missed.
Although they were all stood in a row. So to get nobody, and he was so close.
Yeah. Point blank range in a line.
I mean, it's just a bit crazy because he is an assassin, isn't he? So
you'd think he'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The marksman was still unknown and supposedly on the run.
How was the marksman unknown? He was stood in the corridor where they were stood.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd see them for sure.
Well, there's three people, as we've discussed, in a row looking directly at the marksman.
Also, I mean, he's unknown and supposedly on the run. So there goes all those theories out the window. Brilliant. Thanks for your input, though, guys.
But also, how do you know he's on the run if he's unknown? He could be stood right next to you.
Supposedly on the run, it says.
Right.
Supposedly. The marksman was still unknown and supposedly on the run.
He could be in that corridor still.
He could still be there. It could be Ethel with a grey tea. But Belinda was just glad the bastard suffered a painful demise.
Oh, wow.
There you go, see?
You see, the bullet had hit him clean on the willy.
Hit him on the willy?
Wait, so give me some geography for this. They're stood in a row in a single file line.
Yeah.
So give me the order.
So it was Giselle against the wall, then Belinda, then Bella, then George's gun, and then George.
And then behind
somebody,
George.
No, I think
from
to the
down
side.
The corridor maybe, or from...
But either way, even if it was down the corridor to the side, you'd have to have like a massive boner or something for it to like... Clip the willy.
So it hit him clean on the willy. That in itself would never have caused death.
Didn't kill him, no.
But because he was aroused at the trigger squeeze, the blood loss was fatal.
Fatal. Oh, my fatal. Goodness me. He had his dick shot off. Oh, my God.
That's a painful way
he
to
died
go.
That is... of a critical boner. A shot off, you think?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't just clipped. Didn't clip a vein. He's like full on...
Hit him clean on the willy, guys.
Clean on the willy?
Clean
willy.
Off the willy, though, it sounds like.
You get a bullet in the willy, you ain't got willy. Willy no more.
Oh, my God.
Did Belinda view herself as a murderess? Well, her tits didn't care, and she was sure Bella and Giselle's didn't either.
Did she regard herself as a murderess? Not a word.
Maybe he means because... Maybe she was responsible for him being aroused and that's what killed him because it wouldn't have been fatal
don't
otherwise.
Don't flatter yourself, sweetheart.
God, I feel like I'm partly to blame for being so goddamn sexy.
I guess he died of seeing my beautiful body.
Her body beautiful.
You can come and stay with me and my bro Benny if you're scared.
Bella said supportively to the weeping Belinda.
Bro Benny, who we met in a Christmas special, I believe.
Benny? With a B? Belinda screamed at her. I'll go nowhere near.
What? Benny's the other B?
You are joking.
If Benny's the other B, I'm leaving.
Fuck off. No, genuinely fuck off if it's Benny.
Tattoos were on her mind, and she could trust not a soul with even the sniff of a B near their title.
So, what about Bella?
I don't know.
What about...
Bill from HR.
Bill from HR. Oh, never trusted him. What about Klaus Block? She hasn't seen him in for a while. What about Betty Wilkes?
Well, exactly.
Belinda. She doesn't trust herself.
So she could trust not a soul with even the sniff of a B near their title. But at Tony's instruction, she had to escape the newspapers.
Oh, my. I mean...
What, like all the newspapers are like looking for an exclusive interview?
Well, you know what Rocky's picturing is that outside the building, outside Steele's,
paparazzi.
You've got them in trilbies going like, Miss, are we going to have a quota? Madame Belinda.
And you like, know that scene in Notting Hill when Spike goes out?
Yeah, it's exactly it. And there's people doing like live reporting, you know, with like those microphones you hold up close to your mouth. Everybody's like very much
an OB truck.
Yeah, all of that. But like from ye oldie times as well, wearing a lot of tweed, you know,
typewriters.
Hats. Yeah, a lot of those flip, you know, notepads.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Tony...
Read all about it.
But at Tony's instruction, she had to escape the newspapers, so she ventured home instead. After all, she had urgent questions that needed answering.
Why is he doing that tone of voice like
I don't know. Like, I'm honestly, this chapter, I don't understand.
Well, tattoos are on her mind, so I'm assuming that she wants to go and get...
Tattoos are on her mind!
Why now? She's had the tattoo for her whole life.
Because of fish.
Why has she never questioned what tattoo she's got? She must have a reason for it being BBB, because she got it.
Guys, just go with it.
Fine.
So she had urgent questions that needed answering. Chew-chewing through the Garden of England.
Just...
Head in hand.
She lives in London. So why is she chew-chewing?
Chew-chewing, which I assume is a train. Chew-chewing through the Garden of England.
Which is Kent. Which is a county just below London for those international listeners.
Chew-chewing through the Garden of England, Belinda gazed upon the Polaroid of Bish's 3B tattoo on his scrawny bum.
When did she get that Polaroid?
In the hot air balloon. She took a picture of it, remember?
No.
On a Polaroid?
She had a Polaroid camera with her.
It's so combative.
No, she took it on her ring. Do you remember? She took a picture on her ring.
And her ring takes Polaroids.
Yeah.
Shut up. Where's it printing the Polaroid out from?
It printed it out. Do you remember?
No.
What are you talking about?
I do remember it taking a picture, but I don't remember it coming out of anywhere.
It said, in chapter one, it said, she pointed her beautiful signet ring at it and snapped a photo as the negative printed from the band of gold look metal. So it did print out. But that said negative and now it's a Polaroid. But you get the point.
How massive was it?
It's grown.
It's a knuckle duster with bloody inkjet attached to it.
Kid hell.
It's a scanner and photocopier as well.
Also, where's she going? Because it said she was going home, but she's going into Kent. Are we going home? Are we going to the family home?
To Bobby Blumenthal.
Because she lives in central London, so why is she going to Kent?
That would be really exciting if that's true, because... we've always kind of wondered about her family situation.
So just for full context, chew-chewing through the Garden of England, Belinda gazed upon the Polaroid of Bish's 3B tattoo on his scrawny bum. Alighting the train, she breathed in the uncomplicated air of the provinces.
This is so patronising.
The provinces!
Oh my God. Arriving to the family home.
Oh! What's your picture of the Blumenthal family home?
Beautiful. It's going to be lovely. Really idyllic.
Arriving to the family home, she was shocked to find no one at home.
Oh.
No matter, she thought. Dad was probably sniffing a vine and Mum a line.
A line? Mum's on coke. Mum's doing a bit of Charlie.
I don't know what sniffing a vine is, but I know what sniffing a line is.
Oh my gosh.
Dad was probably sniffing a vine and Mum a line. Parents, Belinda knew, were not perfect.
Oh, hang on, God. So her mum's like a drug addict.
Well, I'd say drug addict.
Or a recreational drug user.
And a vine.
Well, he's isn't he a sommelier, like an old sommelier?
Oh, of course, of course.
I remember that.
Okay, yeah. So a vineyard vine. Okay. And Mama Line.
Actually, there are vineyards in Kent.
Yeah, lovely English sparkling wine.
Oh, so fabulous.
They could actually live on a vineyard.
I just can't believe that line means a line of coke, but maybe it does.
Well, what other lines are you sniffing?
Well, James, parents, Belinda knew. We're not perfect.
Okay.
Do you think she's sort of one of those... You know those posh mums you see in films, like upper class, addicted to prescription drugs, you know?
I love that as an idea. Let's use it.
I really enjoy that.
We're going to channel that if she turns up, but no one's at home. But Belinda suddenly had a brainwash.
Much overdue, my darling. Put it on hot. Put it on a high spin.
90 degrees.
Approximately an hour and 37 minutes later, Belinda was swinging her legs as she sat on an old wall behind the bike sheds in the village centre.
Where we presume she'd seen the sights before. I mean, the bike shed being the traditional place location for, you know, adolescent...
Snogfests.
Snogs and more.
Oh, right, Alice.
I wish.
She must be like a local celebrity, though.
I thought you were going to say local slut.
The village
bicycle.
James,
we don't use that word.
So she's on an old wall, swinging her legs. She'd bought some ciggies and cider from the off licence.
She's regressed.
Is this what you did as a kid, Jamie? You definitely drank cider, not even as a kid.
I did smoke as well when I was younger. Very bad.
Ciggies and cider. She's never smoked before, I don't think.
Well, apart from the flute.
I don't even think she smoked that. I think it just went up her bum. Have you two ever smoked? Have you ever tried a cigarette? In your time.
I smoked when...
Oh, yeah, you did.
I first met you both.
I've smoked one cigarette.
Really?
I wish I'd been there to see it. Go on.
Did you finish it? Or was it just a little puff?
Can you pull a whitey from a cigarette? If you can, I did.
Was it peer pressure? Or were you just like, I'll give that a try?
I think I just thought maybe I could get into this, but I couldn't.
How old were you?
Yeah, how old?
33, no. I was maybe 16 or 17, but actually I did, my best friend when I was around 13 or 14, we were at secondary school, and I got word that she'd fallen in with the cool girls, and she'd started smoking.
Sorry, got word that she got spies throughout the school.
And so I remember we walked home together, and her house was first, and then I carried on walking to my house, and I gave her... quite a stern lecture on her driveway about the risks of smoking.
I've also just got the image of Alice with like a cigarette just hanging around. Like, do you know the end of Grease where Sandy tries to like put on leather and smoke a cigarette to like get in with the cool kids? It's so Alice. Tell me about it, Stud.
Dr. Stud to you. Not inhaling. Just like...
God, what's the point?
I mean, I do remember that. I do remember thinking, it doesn't taste very nice, does it?
So she'd bought some ciggies and cider from the off-licence and had happily squeezed into her old school uniform.
Oh, my God. Get it off.
Tie awry, tits asunder, and clit awash.
Tie
her eye. She had the tie on and it was awry.
Tie her eye.
Tie her eye.
Tie her
eye.
Tie her eye.
Tie her eye.
Tie her eye. Was that our best friend from school? Hey, tie her eye.
Tits asunder and clit awash.
It does sound like her group of friends.
Yeah.
All of them. Clit awash. Tits asunder.
Tie her eye.
Tits asunder. Tie her eye.
What a gang. If she now has sex with somebody that she went to school with, I'm going to be... Why? Okay, sorry. Would she wear her school uniform? Why would she bump into somebody that she'd once had a dalliance with in the bike shed? Was exactly what's about to happen. Why are they all still in the same place?
Honestly.
They're not waiting to recreate that moment.
So from her old haunt, she watched life live. Eventually, a youngish, skinny man with nose ring and woolen hat that looked a little bit like an egg warmer skulked past.
It's going to be like Luke Shagalot or something. Yeah. It's going to be so dumb.
Daniel Dixby.
It will be.
He stopped in his lethargic tracks as he double-tracked the past.
Sorry? He did what with who now?
He stopped in his lethargic tracks as he double-tracked the past.
So he saw Belinda.
I would track back and delete that sentence is what I would do.
Belinda, Am I dreaming or just doped? He said dopily.
Is everyone on drugs in this town?
Everyone's high.
Could you be both, dearest Clint?
Dearest Clint. Clint! Clint!
Could you be both, dearest Clint? Belinda flirted casually. You usually are.
Usually? They've not seen each other for 20 years.
Wow. I thought you were a mover and a shaker in the big smoke.
I hate
that's
Clint.
Manchester.
I'm sorry.
I hate him.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Manchester. I thought you were a mover and a shaker in the big smoke.
Mick Jagger.
Oh, Belinda, do you want to come to my show tonight?
I'm trying to be
it's
a bit,
David Bowie.
Trying to be a bit doped, do you see?
Oh, right, yes, sure.
Like lethargic.
Yeah,
and
no,
right.
Totally.
Lethargic and doped, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you were a mover and a shaker in the big smoke.
It's actually Mick Jagger.
I am, Belinda laughed as she pointed at her rapidly burning cigarette.
Why?
Clint laughed too.
That is funny. Good one, everyone. You can see why those two get on.
I don't get it. What?
I don't. That,
what, she pointed at her cigarette, like...
Oh, I,
that makes...
Wow, I thought you were a mover and a shaker in the big smoke. I am, as she pointed at her cigarette.
Fucking hell.
Top-notch banter. Top-notch banter.
Belinda laughed as she pointed at her rapidly burning cigarette. Clint laughed too. Then Belinda laughed again, thinking, gosh, it was always so natural, this dude.
Oh, God! They're as thick as each other, so I can see why they got on.
Gosh, it was always so natural with this dude.
It's so fucking boring. Oh, it's just great to have a good old conversation, isn't it? Shoot the breeze.
It must be over 10 years since I last told you.
Is he drunk now? What's happening?
The drugs are starting to kick in.
It must have been over 10 years since I told you you look like a foxy mama.
Foxy
oh my
mama.
God.
Wow.
Oh my God, shoot my willy off now. I just want out.
Sorry, has Aaron Sorkin taken over the writing of this book? Because, Jesus, this is zippy dialogue.
I mean, that's such an amazing compliment that you would remember it to the day when
Foxy
you gave
mama.
It.
Oh, what is it? Foxy mama?
Foxy mama! Because he's from the 70s.
What's that song with? Oh, yeah. Do you know Esclap Party? There's a line in that. Hoochie mama, show your nana. Yeah, I'm getting that
vibe.
Is it show your nana?
I think it's show your nana.
Or show your nana.
I think it's hoochie mama, show your nana.
But like, as in show your grandma or show your nana?
No, I don't think it's show your grandma.
So you think it's show your nana?
Show your grandma an S Club party? What kind of parties are you going to? Actually, you would take your grandma. You are the grandma.
Okay, so... It must be over 10 years.
It feels like 10 years I've been chatting for. Jesus Christ. Just fucking shagging the bike shed so we can all move on and meet Poppy Blumenthal.
And the Oscar for best screenplay goes to...
It must be 10 years since I called you a foxy mama.
It must be over 10 years since I told you you look like a foxy mama, Belinda. Those threads are snazzy. But I think
you're where's he from? When's he from?
Threads
those threads
are snazzy.
Those threads are snazzy. But I think they'd look even more fab on my floor.
Ugh, what a line.
Oh, Clint, my darling.
The laid-back man drawled. Jumping from the bricks, Belinda twirled in the youthful revels of Clint's hands. Creaking his cool work pod in a revamped sea container open.
Sorry? Creaking his cool...
Creaking his what in the what?
Creaking his cool work pod in a revamped sea container
what
open.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's so weird.
Oh, well, nowadays they make, like, buildings in sea containers, right? Like, offices and things.
Oh, like the crates, like the kind of... What are they called? Right. Like, there's one in...
Like, Box Park.
I mean, he sounds like he works in some sort of tech.
I'm really surprised he's got a job.
Yeah.
Creaking his cool work pod in a revamped sea container open, Belinda stripped to her default position. I remember those boobies. Far out.
Far out.
Also, I remember those boobies!
It's like he's writing somebody... in the 70s.
When Dad was a boy.
Very confusing.
Very.
I remember those boobies far out, Clint said as he removed his hoodie and drawstring trousers.
He's fully from, like, Woodstock, isn't he? Back, like, in the 60s.
Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah.
Belinda was taken aback. She remembered his skin. Ugh. But now...
It's covered in tattoos. Beep, 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 beep.
That is.
It's Clint with a silent B.
But now, there was not much of it to see. Every capillary was drawn over with drawings. Belinda was particularly struck by his talented colouring in. Gently, like walking an old lady across a busy road, Belinda took his manhood in her hand.
Foxy Mama's helping Nana.
Oh, Foxy Mama.
Teasing her gripped fingers up and down the floppy slice of skin, It got thicker and tenderer. To Belinda, Clint's knob...
Knob.
To Belinda, Clint's knob was a magic...
You don't really use knob in a sexy
look
sense,
at your knob.
Knob,
yeah. It's quite difficult to
get your knob out.
Make sensual.
To Belinda, Clint's knob was a magical Aladdin's lamp of passion. The more she rubbed it, the more her wishes came true.
Oh, lovely.
In a seamless exchange worthy of the Jamaican relay team, Belinda switched hand to mouth.
Cool.
So she's gone from hand to mouth. She's sucking him off, basically.
Okay, thank you.
After a good old go, Clint's voice sounded from upon high. Belinda, quit licking it. I'm not a wibbly wobbly wonder.
Feel sick. What? Stop licking it. I'm not a wibbly wobbly wonder.
What's that?
I've no idea. A wibbly wobbly wonder.
Is that a type of ice cream?
James.
You want me to Google wibbly wobbly wonder? I don't know if I want that in my history. Oh, Wibbly Wobbly Wonder was an ice cream on a stick, which was marketed in Ireland in the 1970s, 1980s and 1990s.
Well, I mean, that's prime time for Rocky.
Yeah.
70s, that could have been a little treat that you used to have.
Oh, my God, it looks... I mean, I don't know if they still exist. It doesn't look the most appetizing. It's got, like, is that brown on top?
Yeah, well, chocolate, presumably.
Presumably. And then... What, lemon and strawberry underneath?
Wow.
Lemon and strawberry. It's not going to be lemon, is it? It's going to be orange.
Sorry, strawberry and banana flavour, ice cream.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Jelly and chocolate. 3p.
3p.
Hey, what a bargain.
Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. Wow. Do you think they all called their dicks Wibbly Wobbly Wonders?
It'd be an opportunity missed if you didn't. James, you have to post a picture of that. That looks rancid.
Appropriately primed, Clint slipped into his old playmate's pussy and rogered the common sense out of her.
There wasn't any to get rid of, my
darling. I was going to say.
Belinda whooped from the leather recliner to countertop cashier.
Oh, they did it on the recliner and then they did it on the counter. Right.
It is factually correct. Okay. This would be good.
Lawyers on speed dial. Oh, God, what is this going to be?
I'm dead.
I already hard disagree.
I object.
It is factually correct to say that lust is as powerful a drug as heroin. And Belinda was an addict scoring on the badass streets of desire.
Wow, that is lovely, that, isn't it? It's not true, but...
It is not factually correct. Oh, my God. That is one of the funniest things he's ever said. It is factually correct. I doubt it.
Reversing, Clint's long lollipop popped out of Belinda's fuchsia vag as she sprang back to business.
Right.
To business, okay.
Clint, Do you remember my 18th birthday fancy dress party? She idly mused.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I used to love a fancy dress party.
We were quite good at fancy dress parties.
We were.
Yeah, we were back in the day.
What have we dressed in the past? We've done like...
You wore that like cat suit.
Oh yeah, you went as Twister once. Do you remember that?
I did. I dressed as the game Twister. It was
Mrs. Doubtfire was a good one. Mrs. Doubtfire,
yes, I did do that. You've been Problem Child.
Problem Child, yeah.
For his whole goddamn life, not just dressed up at that party.
I remember you were Truman Capote once.
Yes, yeah, when that movie came out at uni, I did that.
Well, at Leeds we had the Otley Run.
Yeah.
Do you ever do the Otley Run where you'd it was 18 pubs all on the same road called the Otley Road?
Alice had heard tell of it, but she never partook personally.
I just did it over the 3 years.
Yeah. That was fun. I used to love the Otley Run.
And you'd dress up.
Yeah.
And you'd have a pint in each pub or whatever.
And you could do pub goals.
You never did a pint in each pub.
Oh, yeah.
Alice.
You didn't do 18 pints.
Baby cakes. Al,
I once did pub golf, Otley Run, hole in one in every pub.
What's that mean again?
You have to down a drink in every pub and a different drink in each pub. So a pint in one.
I mean, that
cider,
is insane.
Wine.
That
yeah,
makes me
but we would
cry.
Kids. I mean, you know.
We weren't kids. We were of legal drinking.
Yeah, but you, like, you know, uni kids.
Yeah, well, so was I.
Yes, but you were you.
Hoochie mama, show your nana, yeah.
Hoochie mama, stay at home.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, do you remember my 18th birthday fancy dress party? Hell yeah. And do you remember your gift? Yeah.
It's just the chemistry is
honestly,
undeniable.
It's palpable, isn't it?
Belinda traced her finger over one of Clint's pretty skin pictures. Why did you choose the 3 B's, Clint?
He did the tattoo.
Oh.
Clint looked terror inside himself.
What?
But he knew this day would come. He knew he had to tell her the truth.
Well, because I was paid to, Belinda.
By who? She demanded, putting a hoiked-up skirt back on.
By your mother.
I'm sorry, what? By the drug-addled Mrs. Blumenthal?
She was off a tit. Why did you listen to her?
Can you tattoo my daughter? Mrs. Blumenthal, I don't feel completely comfortable with this. I'll give you 20 quid. All right.
By your mother, Mrs. Blumenthal.
No, we know, yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
I have to read every line and every word.
Stupid man.
In a tantrum fit for a toddler, Belinda stormed to the door.
Before you go, are you forgetting something?
Clint said, needle in hand. Every time Clint had nookie, he asked... he asked his partner to ink him a new tat.
God, that's time consuming. Every time he has a new partner or every time he has nookie?
Oh, I don't know.
Because you imagine if you had a quickie in the morning, it's like, Clint, babe, I've got to get to work. And yeah. He's like, you got to do it, though. He must just be red raw constantly.
Yeah. Reading his body was like a brief history of Belinda's adolescence.
Oh, wow.
So it must be after every time.
But when did he stop?
And it made her emotional as she jabbed the peace sign onto his scrotum.
His scrotum? awesome.
The peace sign. That's going to be wiggly, wow, isn't it? It's not going to be very neat.
Oh, that's made my eyes water just the thought of it. Yeah, oh, my great. God. Peace sign on the scrotum is all that's left.
Maybe.
You have to pull it
tight. She did say that there wasn't much skin left when he got naked, do you remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, you'd rather have behind the ear than scrotum.
For someone who's not trained in tattoos as well.
Can you imagine how bad it's going to look?
Oh, my God.
Yes, Clint was her first, but he wasn't her second and wouldn't be her last.
Well, obviously. No.
But she lost her virginity to him, that's interesting. It's a character point.
Clint was her first? Mm. Oh, okay.
James feigning interest. Oh, right, no, cool.
Who gets to decide what's drawn as well? The drawer or him?
Well, she chose the peace sign.
It's a free-for-all, yeah. Why a peace sign? Literally no reason. That's what you doodle in a book when you're not listening in class.
Arriving home, Belinda used her house keys to enter the family building.
So she just did the tattoo and was on a merry way.
In the soft lighting, her mother, feather in headband.
Oh, God, she's high.
And body clinging bisque bulging.
Bisque?
Sorry? Bisque?
Basque? Bisque? He's put bisque, but does he mean basque?
Well, bisque is a fish soup.
Messy eater, clearly.
How many lines has she had?
Oh, yeah, sorry,
I think, yeah, basque bulging. Leaned on the very square-rooted kitchen island. As she slumped into her cherry sherry slingback.
What are you talking about?
It's capitalised, so...
This is an absolute mess.
As she slumped into her cherry sherry slingback, Belinda rolled her very emotive eyes. Before anything else happened, Mrs. Blumenthal sung to Belinda.
Oh, for God's lovely. Sake.
An intoxicated torch song.
A what song?
A torch song.
What is a torch song?
It's like a kind of ballad, isn't it? Like a love, like a heartbreak love ballad.
Okay. That you would All right. Sing. Well, should we sit back and enjoy this little
little show?
Do you recognise the song or is this.
No, James. So she sung Belinda an intoxicated torch song.
Oh my God, he's going to sing.
Where have you been? My love, you I have not seen, my love. It's true, your body's looking lean.
How's he doing this off the top of his head? What's his melody?
But first and last and only daughter.
And that took a turn.
Why do you look so mean?
Is she writing this on the spot?
Jamie's writing on the spot.
Literally. Old Mother Blumenthal.
Mother Blumenthal!
Had been an okay burlesque performer all Belinda's existence and before.
Her mother's a burlesque performer.
Her modest success was compensated by her husband's curated but her operated wine cellar.
Her modest success was really bloody lucky because that was dreadful.
What was those lyrics? Sorry.
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
Why are you
my
so
love,
mean?
You have not... My love, you I have not seen, my love. It's true, your body's looking lean. But first and last and only daughter, why do you look so mean?
So she's improvised that as she walked in. Right. That's pretty impressive if she's off her face.
Absolutely off her tits.
How did she get all dressed up? How did she know she was coming?
Belinda's making more sense, though, isn't she, immediately? I'm like, okay, this is her mother.
Is she always dressed as a burlesque dancer?
But it's the middle of the afternoon in the Garden of England.
Oh, yeah, money.
Looking lean.
Why is that mean?
My first and last and only daughter.
The only daughters are really
fit. So her modest success was compensated by her husband's curated but her operated wine cellar. Whenever she got a bum review, they sold another bottle of 1830 champagne, and that's a marriage.
Okay. A A few things. An important note. I don't think you're supposed to keep champagne.
Really?
I don't think it gets better with age.
From the 1830s.
I don't think that's a good idea. Okay. I really don't. You're going to open that. That's going to be an absolute shit show.
Well, they're just selling it. They're like, suck it.
Psych. The other thing is, every time she does a bad show...
she gets a bad review.
Why would that cost them money?
So that's what her parents do.
Yeah, and that's a marriage.
What a strange business setup. So she does subpar burlesque, which is subsidised by selling vintage wines.
Yeah.
But why doesn't she just do a job which doesn't mean they have to sell off their cellar?
She's costing them money.
She really is. I guess it's her passion.
Belinda was looking bored as her mother caressed her last show-off note.
Have you ever seen that SNL sketch where Kristen Wiig's like, don't make me sing? I've got that image for old Mother Blumenthal.
So she was looking bored as her mother caressed her last show-off note. Why do you look so mean? Hi, Mum. Let's chat. Okay, Mum said, as she unhooked her outfit, enticingly showing her body as nature had intended.
Enticingly? It's her daughter.
Yeah. Weird. Well, if you're in a bisque, I mean... Sorry, you know I get blue when your father's away sprinkling chalk dust, darling, around his worldwide vineyards.
I'm enjoying this sort of ab fab vibe.
Yeah, it's totally...
Is that Adina, right, isn't it? Yeah. Would you like a glass of the family vintage? As she caressed her luscious tits.
Don't open that, that's keeping the family afloat. Don't drink the fucking produce.
Go on then, Belinda couldn't resist. Why not make it a double helping? Do another one for Dad, wherever he's laying his pruning shears and grape squish wellies.
Oh, so he is making it because he's squishing the grapes. What on earth?
As the two almost the same looking, but one older and one younger,
that's families.
Drank and nibbled Bubble and Squeak.
Isn't that like, what is Bubble and Squeak? I don't know. Is that like mashed potato?
And greens, yeah. But cabbage, is it?
Having champagne and Bubble and Squeak. That's life.
As the two almost the same looking but one older and one younger women drank and nibbled Bubble and Squeak, Belinda dared to ask the question that had toyed with her lips ever since Australia. Mum, you know the tattoo you got me for my 18th birthday?
Well, it wasn't since Australia, was it? It was about 10 minutes ago when she got told by Clint.
Yeah. Now, are we assuming that the mum knew that she knew? Or is she about to be shocked that she knows that?
Well, Mum, you know the tattoo you got me for my 18th birthday?
Hmm?
Belinda's female parent noised. This is very odd.
He's really at his wit's end, isn't he?
Now really quite pissed.
Hmm?
The gorgeous insignia of the three B's? Belinda prodded. Oh yes, that. The three B tree.
The what?
The three B tree.
The three B tree.
Mama B wistfully remembered. But what do they mean? What do you mean, what do they mean? The three B's. They must mean something. Not a spot, Belinda. The B is the most sexy of letters, especially when it's in its capitalised form. And you should think yourself lucky to be adorned with not only one, but three of them in a tree.
Look at James's face.
I'm going to leave.
He's agog.
Do you know what, actually? Yeah, this has been great. Thank you so much. If the answer is... three B's because they look fucking pretty. I'm not. Goodbye! No, I'm coming back with you.
I wasn't really following because I was just reading it. It's quite hard to follow just to read. So what? It's just three B's in a tree?
Yeah. She's basically saying there's no meaning.
Okay.
I can see why you're livid.
So you should be lucky to be adorned with not only one, but three of them in a tree.
I mean, it's just bullshit, isn't it? It's like three B's for bullshit, because what does that even mean? They look so pretty, they look great in capital form. That's why you tattooed your daughter with it. Fuck off, Genevieve, or whatever she's called.
Old Mother Blumenthal. I always thought they were a reference to you, me and Dad, Belinda said sweetly. Oh, yes, that sounds better. Yes, then, it is... stuttered the stunned matriarch with a crooked smile.
Are you joking me?
What's going on, Mum? But Belinda's dear old mummy said nothing more. I encountered a strange old man on a work trip, Belinda persevered. He had the same tattoo bee tree as I.
Why is it he oldie English all of a sudden?
Mum gasped.
Mum.
No, Wolfie B. She screamed.
Wolfie B. It's like Cardi B.
Wolfie B? Belinda spat.
Oh, come on.
He's the murderous and tyrannical monster of cookware. But yes, exactly him. Why would he have my tattoo? Old Mother Blumenthal looked squarely at Belinda through the empty bottle.
She's out of a tree.
I'm imagining it like a telescope.
Oh, right, that way.
Because, Belinda, and I hate to tell you this because he is evil, and I swear on all of the Norse gods, I've tried to protect you from him at all costs.
No, not you don't think her actual...
Her dad.
Do you think?
But yes... He is one of us, Tyne.
One of us.
Yes. Family. Belinda what? Finished. Belinda blinked.
What are what? You talking about? What do you mean, one of us?
That's the end of the chapter.
What? So what, is Wolfgang Belinda's dad?
Wolfie B, please.
Sorry, Wolfie B.
Granddad, surely. I mean, what, he couldn't sire a child 30 years ago, could he? He was rotten.
Oh, my God.
Okay, whoa. So if they are family, like if he is the dad or the granddad or whatever, what does that matter?
And also, we kind of knew that or assumed it from the end of book.
Well, I didn't.
No.
Because didn't Bish say, yes, family?
Yeah, but I didn't know that meant that he's a disgusting
point. Okay.
He's so repulsive. I just thought he was being gross and slobbery.
Does that make any sense whatsoever? So presumably...
Old woman...
Old mother... Blumenthal
had an affair Wolfie B. with...
Yeah. 30 years ago. And then when Belinda was 18, was like, just so she knows, one day, give her a tattoo.
Which I hope she won't ask me about until she's 30.
But maybe you're right. Maybe grandfather. I mean... Who knows?
This is actually quite well delivered. I mean, apart from that whole stupid bit with Clint, which we could have just missed out. Yeah. But I do quite like going back to my mum and dad's place, though.
Mm.
I like the picture that he's painted there.
And as I said before, she makes more sense now, I think.
Yes.
Sort of. As a person. Sort of.
You know, when you meet your friend's parents and they suddenly come into...
Context, yeah, for sure.
I mean, she's particularly mad.
The mum or Belinda? Not,
oh, the mum.
We haven't really had a snapshot of the dad yet.
Yeah.
He's not the dad.
We don't know
He's
that.
He's not the dad.
We don't know. We need a Jeremy Kyle style paternity test.
Yeah. I mean, many questions.
Many questions.
Some answers.
We still don't know who shot George Sylvester. We may never.
I mean, in a way, thank goodness George is dead because I can't do the voice, but I can't cope with that anymore.
Well, he transferred that to Clint.
Yeah.
And our stats for Manchester have just plummeted, so hopefully they'll come back.
Speaking of Manchester, don't forget we're going on tour next year, Manchester being one of the dates.
Hitting the road.
Two of the dates. We're doing two nights.
Maybe three of the dates. Who knows?
Nope, they've all just been cancelled. So,
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for nothing.
But if you want to come see us, all the dates are in 2022 and you can find out the details at mydadwroteaporno.com.
Yeah, please do follow us on social media as well and get in touch at dadwroteaporno on Twitter, at mydadwrote on Instagram.
Yeah, there's a lot to discuss.
If you like the song today, if you've liked this little lesson in how to produce English wines, then...
Those are his squishy boots.
Then like and write us a little review if you can, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, guys, it is factually correct to say that this is the end of the episode.
It actually is.
Finally.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5.
From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.